begin. This year is a little bit different than as the learning was this week than I think some of the other weeks, that kind of divided it up into two little sugyas, and instead of making something maybe more comprehensive on the whole thing, we make a ha'ara about, so to speak, each half. It's not to say that there isn't more that could be done here, but there's the whole issue with the kachim, the analogies there. I was going to leave those of you who may want to look into it because into hate, but I wasn't. I'm going to say shir on that. So basically, what we have from these two dots on dot Zayin and Aleph, basically to the two dots more or less on Zayin and Bet, are issues that relate to Chatzi Isha or the variations thereof. So wanted to talk a little bit about the first. The half of the half, the chatzi of Zayin Amud Aleph, and then some haras with the part on Zayin Amud Bet. So in the Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara had said, "Amar Rava, hiskachi li lachatzi mukudeshes. Marry half of me, that works. Chatzieich, but I marry half of you, ain't a mukudeshes. That does not work." So Abayi says, "Well, mistama, what's the chisaron? Mistama, the chisaron is that it says kiigach ish es isha." So just like you can't have a chatzi isha, so too you should not be able to have a chatzi ish.
Ish.
You can know. Maybe he's asking. How could you split the psak? Mistama, what's the reason to be say it's not good? It's isha v'lo chatzi isha. But if that's the case, amar achman v'lo chatzi ish. So amar lei. So he says back to him, hachi hashta. No. You misunderstood. What's going on here? Hosam it's celebratory lo chazia. Obviously, she can't marry two people. So therefore, it must mean that you meant half, and that doesn't work. Elagavra, milo chazi lebeitrei, can a man not marry two? Hachi kamarlan, this is what he means to say. Diba inilim is avachrite. All he meant to say, you're right, enachanami, half a man might be a problem, but that's not what he meant. What he meant to say is that, just letting you know, in this moment of romantic bliss, that you're not the only woman for me. You're not the only woman for my heart. I might want to marry somebody else also. Just, you know, letting you know I reserve my right to exercise, you know, my Torah given right.
Maybe a man, but we're not going
steady. Exactly. We're not exclusive. No, that's like a... We're not moving to the next level. So...
Open marriage. What's that? Open marriage.
Okay, I'm not going there. So, that's the Shakla Vitaria... of the Gemara. So that's what Rav says, so therefore that works. So that's when you get into the Marzutra Breda of Mari Laravina. What about the Nifshtu the Kedusha and the connection to the animal and to the Karban? And let's say that we're going to leave. So, question though, even in the part that we saw, the Shakla V'Taya for Abayev and Rava, how do we understand that? How do we understand the Chisaron? The baskana, so to speak, of this, where we say that isha lebeitrei lochazia, she can't marry two, but gavra chazi lebeitrei. What do we mean by this? What's the maskana of the Gemara? Which is another way, I guess, I'm asking, what is the relationship between that and the drosha of chati ish, chati isha? Is that just a first stage of the Gemara Havamina, then it's rejected, or somehow that is part of the Maskana as well? In other words, it's true that a woman can't marry two men, but why can't you just marry half of her? What's the connection? It's not so clear from the Maskana. So if you take a look at Rashi, I think is also not so clear. Rashi says, it's a celibate tray, Rashi says, Linasei lehem, Iyafshar, she can't marry two men. Hilchach hai lo kadosh ela palga. So that can't be what he meant. You know, I'm marrying half of you, but you know, you could always take a second husband. That can't be what he meant, because you can't do that. Hilchach hai lo kadosh ela palga. So it must mean that he's only marrying half of her. And chetzia, and the other half of her, nishar la'acher, is open to somebody else, even though that's impossible. Imkein ein mekudeshes. And that's why ein mekudeshes. But so he does not invoke the drosha of each of lochazi isha. So I don't. To me, it seems like he's not using that as the reason in the maskana. On the other hand, he doesn't really. He's not explicit as what the problem would be. So let's keep that. To me, Rashi is a little bit open. let's keep that in mind. And this is what I wanted you to turn to if you saw the Rashba, who quotes a machlokas that he has with the Ravid. Rashba quotes from the Ravid. Ish lemute mi shechetiyav evin chetiyav ben charon shekidesh. Says the Ravid that we do have a drasha of ish lochati ish. That's not rejected by our Gemara. What is ish lochati ish? It's coming for a specific case. What about a chatzi evin chatzi ben chorim? Can he marry a regular woman? So says Rashba, says the Ravid, no, because then you'll only be marrying the chatzi ish, because only the ben chorim can marry her, and that's the drasha of ish lochati ish. The hasam vadi have a chatzi ish, etc. So says the Rashba, nira shehuza mafarish. The Rava Hachi Kamahara Lei Chatiach Mekudesh is Li Hainu Chati Isha the Kamamai Machmara. The Karchen Chati Isha Mamish Ud Makadesh. The Yevsha the Mevad Hachi, etc. Abu Ish the Kazan Rachmana Lamamai his Kachi Lachati. In other words, says the Ravid, as understood by the Rashba, that we retain the Drasha of Chati Isha even the Masur. But the Gemara is not rejecting the drush of Chatzi Isha Chatzi Ben Choron, it's defending it. Or it's not Rav giving an alternative pshat to what you thought he said, he's just explaining it. He's doubling down and explaining. What did he mean? Fundamentally, the drush of Chatzi Isha Chatzi Isha is relevant. And so what does that mean? It means that in the case of Chatzi Isha, when we say that she can't marry two people, okay, so she can't marry two people, so then we're left preforced to understand that his kavan is she's only marrying him, but it's only half of her. And then that's like an empty line. Maybe you would have thought that would work. Kamashmon, we bring back Chatzi Isha. However, when it comes to Chatzi Ish, in Echanami, there is a drasha of Chatzi Isha on the books, that's a problem. It's just that we don't have a problem here because we could just be mafarish that he meant something else. That he really meant the Beitrei, exactly. But theoretically, the drasha of Chatzi Ish is on the books. It's just that you always skate around it because we could just be Mefarish's words that he meant otherwise. So that's on the books even for a man, theoretically, we can avoid it. And it's on the books, not just theoretically, but Lamaisa, if you ask, what's the chisaron of Chatzi, of Chetzieich Mekudeshes, even Masana says the Ravid, the chisaron is Chatzi Isha. The only way to get out of it is if you reinterpreted his words. It's plausible to reinterpret his words when he said half of me. But since it's implausible to reinterpret his words when he said half of you, because she can't marry anyone else, so there's no other plausible explanation. You must have meant only half of her, and that doesn't work because of the drasha. Now, if I would have read the Gemara, the truth is that's pretty much how I did read the Gemara. Even though I knew this machlokas in the back of my mind, even when I read the Gemara 5 minutes ago, I was kind of echoing the Ravid even as I read the Gemara, because to me that really is the simple way to read the Gemara, and maybe that's what Rashi meant. It's hard to know. Rashi doesn't use the words Chatzi Isha L'maskana, but maybe that's what he meant. However, the Rashba himself clearly rejects that. The Rashba gives a number of questions on the Ravid, which the common denominator basically of the questions is that we see that the drasha of Chatzi Isha is not retained. Because after all, the Gemara has a discussion about Chatzi Eved. And the Gemara is a suffix. Chatzi Eved, marrying a woman, is it all good or not? So says Rashba, or do you arrive at there's no suffix? It's a drasha that doesn't work. What's the suffix? He gives one or two other questions, but it's all that's basically the common denominator. It seems clear that's it's basically rejected that drasha. Well, if that's rejected for the man, so then it's l'chora, there's no drasha of Chatzi Isha either. So now begs the question. So new, okay, we know that a woman can't marry two men. That's not the machlokas. But what is the chisaron? Once you tell me that that's not what he meant, okay, he only meant a half. So why can't you marry? If once we got rid of the drasha, what's the problem? So the lashon of the Rashba is. Let me see if I can find the quote here in this bigger piece. Umistabra dahachi brusho. So once he rejects the Ravid, he says, what does it mean? Al karchan chetzich mikudesh esli meshayer bekinyanahu. This is not a unique Hilchos Ishas Dika Din. This is my interpretation, but I think that's what he means. This is a regular Hilchos Kinyanim Din. And that we have a concept of Shiur B'Kinyan. You're not allowed to leave over. In other words, whatever it is that you're acquiring B'Kinyan, has to be complete. There can't be something left over. There can't be a shiur b'kinyan. It's a chisaron in the kinyan, says the, not a drasha that fundamentally it doesn't work. It's just that ishus is a kinyan, and there's a halacha that you can't be mashayer in the kinyan. Since we know that it can't mean that he meant something else, that it's all of you to me, but you can, by the way, marry somebody else. That he can't mean. It's a little bit lechazia. Avliskachi lechazia lav mishar b'kinyanuhu. So that's why it can't mean that. But what about half of you to me? Why is that a problem? Shiur b'kinyan. But what about in the other direction when he says half of me to you? That's not a problem. The lav mishar b'kinyanuhu, because that's, we always have this plausible other explanation. So they start in the same place, both, which really is just a punch around the Gemara. Both the Rajab and the Raya start with saying, we, you know, it's like, if you'll forgive the example, this was like the classic Sherlock Holmes, right? You start to solve any mystery by excluding the implausible, or the impossible, I guess you could say. And then you're left with, so they start off by both saying, it can't be that you meant that. So as a result, we know you must mean half. But what they disagree with is, so therefore what? Well, therefore what's the chisaron? Raivad says, therefore the chisaron is a drasha of chatzi isha. Meaning logically it could have worked. Logically it could have worked, but there's a drasha of chatzi isha that doesn't work. Says the Rajba, no. Well, let me start up. The chatzi isha doesn't work, but there is no drasha that's relevant for the man of chatzi ish. There's a drasha called chatzi ish, but that's just what the Eved, it's something to do with us. A regular person, not a chatzi eved, not a chatzi mecharon, there is no drasha of chatzi ish, and therefore it does work, because we could just mean mefarish that it refers to marrying two people. But with the isha, she can't do that, and there is a drasha, says the rabbi, of chatzi isha v'lo chatzi isha v'lo chatzi isha. So that's we exclude the possibility that you meant to marry two men, because you can't. So what is the problem? Chatzi isha, that's a chisaron per se. Says Rashba, no. That drasha is gone. Once we exclude the possibility of marrying two men, so what's left? What's left is what's called shiur. You can't leave. We have that in Gittin, by the way, which is obviously is related to Isha, so even though it's not Kiddushin, where you can't, like, you know, divorce, you know, there can't be anything left over. When you give the get, there can't be any shiur. It has to be cut. So too, says the Rashba, in Kiddushin, there can't be a shiur but Kiddushin. You can't be having anything left over. Now, that is potentially interesting, but what's actually more interesting than that, is what that leads the Rajba to say. Because at this point, it's still a theoretical machlokes. They're both agreeing on all the facts, they're just agreeing on how to explain the facts. But once Rajba has that hop, then he makes a skip and a jump. And he says, now I want to give a chiddush ladina. He says, once we're saying the only reason that a man is allowed to say this lashon, because we could reinterpret his words, but let's say the man gives us no opportunity to reinterpret his words. Let's say the man says, I want you to know I'm married, you know, marry half of me, and I mean half of me. I don't mean that I'm going to marry somebody else. He makes it clear what he means. Ilo be'ina l'mitzvah achrin is a v'heichi dami chatzi ish kagon d'mefari shalah. He says explicitly, I mean only half of me, not that I'm going to potentially marry somebody else. In such a case, says the Rashba, once he's made itself clear, we can't be mefarish his words. And in that case, says the Rashba, it won't work. If he's mefarish, the only reason you could ever get out of shiur b'kinyan is to say that he wasn't being mashayer, he just was leaving open something else. But if he actually says, no, I'm not leaving open something else, I mean, you're only married to half of me. So then says Rashba, it's the zelba chisaron, it's the same chisaron. Just like you can't have shiur b'kinyan for her, you can't have shiur b'kinyan for him. The only time it works is when you can be mefarish that he got around it. But if you can't be mefarish that, then it wouldn't work. And this is the chiddush of the Rashba. And the implication is that the Ravid would disagree with that. Because what the Ravid has already said, that fundamentally it works. There's the only reason that a woman doesn't work is because it's a drasha of Isha lochatz Isha. But since the drasha of Isha lochatz Isha is only about Eved, Chatz Eved. So for the regular man, there's no reason it can't work. There's no reason it can't work. The way the Ravid says it, well, we could just be Mefarish's words. It's not that we literally have to. And therefore, even if we can't, it doesn't matter. So now we don't just have two different ways of explaining the Gemara. Here now we have what seems to be a machlokas. Now we have what seems to be a machlokas. In a case where he makes it clear what he means, when the Gemara says chat, that half a man still works, so is that literally true? Or only when we can explain it in a way that he didn't really mean it? Rashba says, only if we can explain it in a way that he didn't mean it does it work. And the Ravid says, no, it works anyway. Exactly, that's the machlokas, Rashba and the Ravid. So I wanted you to see also that there's a Rambam and an Avnei Meluim. The Rambam doesn't get into how to read the Gemara. You know, Kedarko, we don't necessarily know how he read the Gemara. But the Rambam, as the Avnei Meluim points out, the Rambam quotes the Gemara without ever saying the Chiddush of the Rashba. As the Rambam says, in the case of, where he says, half of me is Mugadesh, it works. That's all the Rambam says. So the Avnei Meluim points out that when you look at the Rambam or others of the Torah, they're not making the chiluk of the Rashba. So the Avnei Meluim had started off by assuming that it made so much sense. The whole purpose of the whole piece of the Avnei Meluim is based on the Rashba. So I would have thought this is a question and answer as much as it's just a ha'ara. Indeed, the way the Avnei Meluim presents it is almost like a question and answer. So how do we understand the Rambam? As if, you know, he can't go against the Rashba. So the Avnei Meluim was, I could save him. He's going like the Ravid. In other words, I wouldn't look at it as much as a question and answer, as much as just picking themes. And at the end of the day, says the Avnei Meluim, you see that the Rambam also agrees with the Ravid, because the Rambam doesn't disagree. And again, here, prima facie, al milu havi raya. The Chiddush and the Sugya is coming out from the Rashba. I wouldn't have read the Gemara the way the Rashba did. I wouldn't have reached the Maskana the way the Rashba did. You know, as I said, when I read the Gemara, I was basically reading it like the Ravid. So I put a little bit more meat on the bones and called it Shitas Ravid. But that's really the simplest way to read the Gemara. It's really the Chiddush Ladina doesn't appear anywhere before the Rashba. So says Avnei Meluim, if we don't have anything else from the Rambam, we can assume the Rambam agrees. So I don't think that's such a Chiddush of the Ravid, of the Avnei Meluim, as much as it's a nice aura that the Ravid points out, that now we have a Rambam agreeing. The question is how to understand this, because the truth is that what's the pshat? Why taka should it work? Half of the man to the woman. What does that mean? What does that mean? So basically the Rashba is saying, no, there is no such thing as half a man. It's we can explain it in a way that you really meant all of you. So in terms of the reading of the Gemara, personally, I give the edge to the Ravid. If you take a step back and try to understand the longness of the Svara, I actually think the Rashba makes more sense. It's a shaila in this sense, really. The Rambam, the Ravid. What does that mean to say? No, even if you make it clear, it's only half the man. They say it works. They say it works. They don't agree with the Rashba. What does that mean? If you tell me it means I'm a farish, I don't mean half. Okay, that I understand what that means. What does it mean to say, no, half the man is married? Why should that be? Whether you hold it's a drasha, it's not a drasha, but just what's the pshat? So I didn't see that much. It's not such a big sugya. But I saw that Rav Shimon Shkap has an explanation in Simen Yud of his Shurim. And he explains the Ravid, and we could add the Rambam as well, along the following. He says, fundamentally, the chisaron of Chatzi Isha is connected. It's not two different things. Chatzi Isha, or can she marry two people? The essence of the chisaron of Chatzi Isha is because she can't marry two people. What do I mean? He says the essence of Kiddushin for the woman is the exclusivity. If you recall, we saw back on Daf Gimel, right? Asar Kula Alma Kagdish. And what are some other synonyms of Kiddushin? Mu'edes, Mu'chedes. So from the purpose of the, it's not us, right? The Birkos Kiddushin, right? We talk about your us, you know, Asalano Asarusos, Nesuos, and some say that even, you know, it's no one else can marry. We talk about even, you know, it's like a king in Isser. part of, you know, bad bebad, almost simultaneous, it's not just the heter isha labal, but it's the isser l'kol olam. That's definitional. So it's not just that she, by the way, can't marry two men, therefore we have mefarshes kavana somewhere else. No, says the Rishon Lishkan. That is the whole essence of the din of chatzi isha. It's not two separate stages. It wasn't just that the Ravid thinks, you know, technically we didn't reject the drasha, it's there still the maskar. No, it's an explanation. And it's not so much that the whole essence of the chisaron of isha of chatzi isha, you can't have a woman, is because by definition, marriage is this exclusivity. So by definition, there can't be a metzias of chatzi isha. So therefore, it doesn't work. What about a man? Again, we said the Ravid is going to say, no, you can have a chatzi ish marrying. Even if he makes it explicit, that's all he means. Doesn't you can't re-explain his words. No, I didn't mean half of me. I just meant that I still have my right to marry someone else. No. Even if you meant half of me, it works. Well, why? Why should there be a drush of chatzi isha below chatzi ish? Says the Rav Shemeshkop. Simple. Because mida araisa, the notion of exclusivity, is actually not part of the definition of kiddushin as it relates to the husband. Exclusivity is a sine qua non of kiddushin as it relates to the woman. But when it comes to the isha, exclusivity is not part of the daraisa definition. So takla, there is no chisara of chatzi ish. When Rava said to, who was it? Abaye. When Abaye said to Rava, well, just like there's chatzi isha, shouldn't there be chisara of chatzi ish? So the Rishkup, no, the Ravid understood the Gemara as saying, no, fundamentally no. It's not that we had to come up with a new reason. We're really answering. The Chisar of Chatzi Isha is because there's an exclusivity. It's a Zalabetrei, Lo Chazia. But since it's not true according to the man, there is no Drasha of Chatzi Ish. And therefore, even if you make it clear that you're doing a Chatzi Ish, there's not a problem, because there's no Drasha against that. So, I don't know if this is an earth-shattering Chiddush. Doesn't make this the biggest sugya in the world, but I thought this is an interesting way you see the, you know, kind of you're struggling to kind of get the chew through the grizzle almost of this, keeping in mind the different possibilities. In essence, it seems like it really is almost a pshat machlokes. You have two stages of the Gemara, first the chatz ish, chatz isha, and then this itzis alabetrei or ish lebetrei. But so it seems, first of all, there's machlokes Rambam, Rashban, Ravid. How to understand the relationship between the two halves of the Gemara. And then we also saw a practical nafkimina of this machlokas. So, in the reading of the Gemara, first I thought, well, maybe the Rashbam makes more sense. But Lamaisa, maybe the Rashbam makes more sense. So, I think the best way to preserve the Ravid that I found, at least, is this from Shemesh Kap. Not only does he make sense in the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara, but now we can talk to understand why should it be. In other words, we don't usually think of it in that terms of half or not. But in essence, says, there really is no problem with that. Because all that is saying is that I'm keeping... It's not exclusive. I won't use the other lashon. It's not exclusive. It doesn't have to be exclusive. That's not an essence. And the answer says, Rishon Lishkan, that's what the Ravid is saying. Ein echanami, that's not a chisaron. And even if you make it clear that that's all you mean. But I can't marry someone else, I'm not going to marry somebody else, it doesn't matter. That's still not a chisara. As opposed to with the isha, it's not just a technical thing, it's that's the whole definition of kiddushin, and it can't exist otherwise. Yeah?
I don't know if I'm mixing up too many things, but there's a Tosfos on Zayinubet that talks about Chesef of Buddha and how if he uses the lashon, Tosfos asks, you know, why doesn't it work? Why can't we say the Nisha too, and it should spread out on the rest of them?
Right.
Tosfos answers, no, if he uses the lashon of kiddushin, like it's in Hekdesh, so we can compare it and can say that it ends back in a Chemishus Brit. But if the essence, so what we're saying here though, the essence of kiddushin for a woman is Hekdesh, what's the difference what Lashon you use?
I'm not connecting it to Hekdesh. That is part of the Sugya, that's the part that I'm not talking about. And if you remember early in the year, that when we were on Daf Gimel, we spoke about, I think it was, we gave a shiur about this, right? About when the Gemara talks about Asar Kalam Gagdish, how literal do we take that? And I think we referenced this Gemara then. At the time, I thought maybe I would spend more time on it. Now, we're not. But Lamaisa, there is an issue that's discussed. You know, how literal do we take the comparison? And this idea of Hispashtus Kedusha, you know, may be connected. What I'm saying now is that it doesn't matter what Lashon you use. It doesn't matter what Lashon you use.
No, the institution itself is an institution.
Exactly.
But according to what Tosfos is saying, then that just had, that's just in relation to the das of the ish, not actually the institution.
No, not just in relation to the ish. That's the definition of marriage. Any time you try to marry half of a woman, by definition, meaning leaving open the possibility she can marry somebody else, even, it's not just that technically doesn't work. That's not kiddushin. That's what he's saying. As opposed to, if you leave open for half the man, quote unquote, whether he means that or not, whether he means, doesn't matter. That's not a fundamental chisar. That's all we're adding. And therefore, again, the chiddush being that even if he makes it clear that you can't reinterpret my words, it'll still be a good, because there is, the only problem would have been ish lo chatzi ish, which according to Rav Shem Shkap, Badas Arayvid means exclusivity. And since there is no problem of lack of exclusivity for a man, you just end up not having the problem. Practically it won't matter. I mean, in terms of their actual marriage, that part. But it doesn't matter that you can't reinterpret his words, since exclusivity is not essential, if that's a better word, to the man's perspective, as opposed to the woman's perspective, where the exclusivity is essential. Okay, that's like a little bit of a horror, I guess. Okay, anyway, if you're interested, I didn't really understand it, but I have by my welcome if you want to take a look in the Birka Shmuel and Simon Zion Sif Beis. So he quotes, I think, from the Grizz, another way of understanding the Machlokas. I thought the whole time I thought it made sense, and then when I got to the end, it made no sense to me. So I'm leaving it out. Then I don't want to struggle over it. But let's just spend a little time and do the second half of the Gemara, which I think some of you spent more time on anyway, which is the four Sfeikos. Very interesting Gemara, I think. The Gemara said, "Boy, Rava." Okay, so we know we can't marry half a woman, but now I want to marry the whole woman. But for some reason, maybe I got too into the sugya and I'm trying to like see, you know, lumbus in action. You know, I don't know what the purpose of such a thing would be. But I tell the woman, here's a pruta, half of you with half the pruta, half of you with half the pruta. So does that work or not? Does that avoid the problem? Maybe each time we break it, so each, that's two halves make a zero. We need a whole. Two halves don't add up. Or do we say, no, he's just kind of counting out his money, so to speak. You know, it's as if, you know, giving him a fire, his words. Here, I got a half of pruta. Well, that would take care of half of you. Here's, where's that change I have in my other pocket? Oh, here's another half of pruta. Okay, that takes another half of you.
Wow, and that's a payment plan. I mean, like, Iran seems to indicate that it's all done at the same time, but if it's not...
Well, that's the suffix of the Gemara. He's just monava holech. He's just counting. He didn't really mean two separate actions. He's just kind of collecting his change. So we're not sure. It's a suffix. And if we'll say that we could interpret it in a way that it does work, maybe that works. But chatzich b'pruta v'chatzich b'pruta mahu. There, it makes it harder to interpret his words that way, because there, each half is a full pruta. So why should you have to separate them if you already have the pruta? If you find a chatzi pruta in your pocket, I'm not going to look at my other pocket with a chatzi pruta. But once I have the whole pruta, why would I say that? So maybe there, Tak, we have to say it's poska. Or do we say no? Even that works. Even that's monav holech. Kol biyome monav holechu. As long as he's doing it all in one day, that's all one kind of integrated maisa. You know, after all, just because you can give a pruta doesn't mean you know. I don't know how my wife would have reacted if the ring was only worth a pruta. Maybe you want to give double that. Maybe that's the mon of holech. And a third one, imtim salam kol biyom mon of holech. And if you'll say, no, we can even do that with a pruta and a pruta if it's in one day. What about if it's in 2 days? Chasam pruta chayom, chasam pruta v'lamachar. So maybe there, the setting of the sun really breaks it up. You can't integrate them at all. No, since I already have a pruta today, taka, the kedushin is already chal today, but you should know you're going to get something else tomorrow also.
The word biyome is significant. When we learned it, we weren't sure, and then we said, okay, maybe the word biyome, because he doesn't say biyome by chatzi pruta and chatzi isha. He says biyome by monavolech, he doesn't say, he says,
In the first case, it doesn't say biyomim. It does not say biyomim because you have nothing even now. You don't need to say that.
So is the first case so strong that the issue of biyomim and the machlokes would be relevant?
I mean, is it better or is it worse? Is it better or is it worse?
Yeah, obviously, I didn't pay half a puta for anything. I knew it wasn't significant.
So it depends on your perspective. If you go by what his das is and you assume that he knows he needs the other half, then the first half is then the first case is better. But if you assume that no, each time he says something, we have to evaluate it of itself. So then, Taka, the second case is better.
But if you look at the first way, that's why
it's paradoxical. Exactly, it's paradoxical. The fact that he's giving more money means that we can look at it as a Maisa Shlema, but the Maisa is a problem because it's only a Chatzi. Oh, we could save that and say no, it's not really a Maisa Shlema because anything in one day is its all one big Maisa. I think that's correct.
And the other parallel is that the case of Pruta. For a whole woman, and then put a whole, and then splitting it up. And then there's the next case number three, splitting it up over 2 days. So maybe it's just comparison.
So the issue of what's better and worse is what I want to get to. That seems to be the machlokes Rishonim. But let's just do one more thing, which is that the Gemara has these three. The Gemara does not give a psak on those three; it just kind of leaves them. This is interesting. The Gemara leaves those three, and then without commenting on them, just suffix. Then the Gemara has a separate fourth thing. Shnei chetzeich bapruta mahu. So now I don't do two separate money. It's all one money. It's a pruta. It's sufficient. But I'm saying you are married to me with this pruta. I say two halves of you are married to me with a pruta. You're really, clever guy. Mahu. Hacha vare b'chazim no kamar lo. So here, since he's only giving money once, so that should be a problem. That should not be a problem. That should all good. Or do you say no, because this guy thought he was going to be such a clever lamdan, I'm going to show off at the Kiddushin, you see, I learned the three cases and I understand, so I can't. No, he's such a knacker that he messes himself up, because anytime you use a Lashon of a Chatzi Isha, you're already out, even though two halves are equal, a whole doesn't matter, each half is already possible Berosh, and that the Gemara leaves is a Teiku. So the question is that Teiku going everything? Is the Teiku just in the last one? If the Teiku was just in the last one, could we infer from the other ones? So this is the Machlokes Rishonim that I want to just spend a few minutes explaining. So the Rosh quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rosh says that all four of these are basically the same. It's all one big Teiku. Because of Arachzal, the Kolhani Bayos Alav B'Teiku, Vavdin Alav L'Chumra. The Gemara never said one way or the other for the first three. Then the Gemara gives a fourth with a Teiku. Stama, the Teiku is going on all four. So what does teiku mean, lemaisa? That means lechumra. That means you need to get lechumra. And if she would get married to a second guy, you need to get from both of them lechumra. That's ishus lechumra. You get your coming and you're going. You get all the problems of marriage with none of the benefits. Sometimes you have to. You're basically stuck, but you don't even get the benefits of being married because you won't let you live with it. You can't live with each other either. You have to give a get. You suffic. That's the Rebbeinu Chananel. However, if you take a look at the Rambam and Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, the Rambam splits the four. The Rambam says the first two cases, chetzeich mekudesh li bepruta v'chetzeich bepruta, osham harei chetzeich mekudesh li b'chatzi pruta chetzeich. It's interesting that he reverses the order. I don't know why he does that. He starts out with case two, then he gives case one, and in those cases, says the Rambam, harei ze mekudeshes, achidush atzum. No one said that ever in the Gemara. Harei ze mekudeshes. The third case of Hayom and Lamachar, or the fourth case, the Rambam says, B'chol Elu, Mekudeshes Misafek. So the Teiku, if you just don't know any better, apparently the Rambam decided the Teiku is going on cases 4 and 3, but 1 and 2 are Kedushin Vadai. The Ravid, by the way, the Ravid holds like the Rach. The Ravid says, no. If the Safek is for the fourth and the third, but really the fourth is, why is that any worse than the other ones? Then they should all be a suffix. So what's going on? So the Rosh makes the first attempt at trying to understand the Rambam. And the Rosh gives a very technical explanation, but sometimes technical is true. It says it's just a question of how to read the Gemara. And this is a meta issue. We have the Imtim Salomer is like a classic Gemara move. It's a suffix, give a yes or no, and Imtim Salomer, yes, what about this? So says the Rosh, this is based on the Shita of the Gaonim. Imtim Salomer always means that Taka were passing that way. If we weren't sure, then we wouldn't go forward. We're not going forward just in theoreticals. It's not just a game of mental gymnastics. We're only doing that because we, Taka, are leaning toward that. So we have two Imtzum Salomars. We have Imtzum Salomar of the first case is right, Imtzum Salomar of the second case is right. So Rambam understood that therefore Taka is Mekudash is Vadai. But there's never an Imtzum Salomar about the third case. So we have no choice but to assume it's a Saveik. And in the fourth case, the Gemara itself said Teiku. So obviously that's a Saveik. So the Rosh gives this very technical kind of explanation of the Rambam. However, even the Rosh, after he gives this technical explanation of the Rambam, but then he disagrees with it. And the Rosh defends Rabbeinu Chananu, and he defends it based on a Safek. And his Safek, I mean on a Svara to me. And his Svara is, and of the four, which is the best? The fourth case is the best. Because you have one Pruta, and everything happening with Vasachas. So isn't that the best? So he used this, you know, slippery, lawyerly, you know, lamdani, he thinks he's so clever, Lashon of two halves. But it all happens at once. He gave only one pruta. He didn't give two prutas. Two prutas already sounds like it's two meisim. You know, half a pruta already was maybe two meisim. Two halves was maybe a problem. But, and two holes was certainly a problem. But here's only one pruta. So it's the best case. And if even here we have a suffix, says the Rosh, so kol shekein, everything else should be a problem. That's really what the Ravid, in shorter words, seemed to have said also. The Ravid said, "Pnei she'ena isha mekudeshes lechetzin, otan shel mala." Once we have a suffix in the last one, why would you assume that the other ones are any better? So on that point, comes along the Ran, and now he defends the Rambam. Ran defends the Rambam, and he says, even though the last case might be best, but there still is a difference. There's a difference. He says, the last case is best because in the initial cases, we could say Moniv HaHolech. Paradoxically, even the strength, I would say this, what the Ran is saying is that the strength of the fourth case is its weakness. Because he only gives the one pruta, which we said sounded like made it the best, the Rosh thinks that makes it the best. Says the Ran, there is a mila to that. The lashon of the Ran is there's b'kol ikka malyusa vigriyusa. Each one has a plus and a minus. His moda that the fact you only give one pruta is a malyusa, but ironically, it's also a griyusa. It's also a chisaron. Why is it chisaron? Because then if there's no two things, then we can't use mona v'holech. If we can't use mona v'holech is a way of integrating. If we can't integrate, so then we're left with like a walking contradiction. On the one hand, you gave one pruta, that's great. On the other hand, you divided it up into two. You said two chatzis. If we had a mon of a holech, that's like the binding agent. We could bring them together. But we don't have a mon of a holech. So what's going to combine the two? It's like a walking stira. Mon of a holech
is on the mamonis and the woman as well. The cloud mon of a holech.
Yeah.
That applies both to the woman and to the prutas.
That's a good point. It sounds like it's just for the money.
Yeah.
Sounds like just for the money. If you would have said it's even for her, then it would have been applicable even in the fourth case. It's very good. It's a very sharp aura.
Saying that case number one.
No, he's saying that when you said motive holich in case number one or in case number two, did we mean it about the money or did we mean it about the woman?
Case number two.
No, one and two, where they mentioned motive holich. So if you meant it about the woman, then in theory it could have been applicable, even though the Gemara doesn't use the Lashon, but I think I keep saying, Misvara would have been applicable even in the other case. But I think it's a good Ha'ara, but the result of your Ha'ara is that that's clearly not what it meant. The Gemara only meant on the money. So ironically, once you only have one money, you can't say Monav HaHolech. And then you're basically left with a Stira. So ironically, even though there's a Tzad Malyusa of the fourth case, says the Ran, but the Tzad Griyusa actually makes it different and slash worse. Because you have the Mon of HaHolech in the first two, it's not just Imtim Salomar, it's the possibility of Mon of HaHolech, which the Rambam understood made it a Kedushin Vadai. As opposed to, since you don't have that. And what about the third case? The third case is just a technical problem. Since it's Hayom and Lamachar, we're not sure if we could do Mon of HaHolech. It's not just that, well, technically we don't have an Imtim Salomar. That, in Metzias, in a Hanami, if we could have applied Mon of HaHolech to that, it would have been good too. But that we're not sure of. But since one thing we know for sure, there is no Mon of HaHolech in case four, because there's only one thing. And therefore he explains technically why he thinks that the Rambam is right, that there's actually in the end the malyusa of the first two in the end make it a vadai. And even though there is a malyusa of the fourth case, but in the end the griusa, the problem with it, actually makes it like it self-destructs. You can't put them together. You needed a mon v'holach to get out of the problem. Can you turn off the heat? Sorry, we only have a few more minutes and I'm going to suffocate before we get there. Thank you. So that's the Ron's definition. So bottom line, in the end,
why is Kisimber Kibbutz not Mona Goa? Why can't
you see? That's a suffix. No, you could have. That's the suffix. In other words,
the language that Gemara uses is started commission today.
No, no, but people say, so we're not sure. We're not sure if the you can only say Mona Goa in one day, or can you even say Mona Goa in 2 days? That's the suffix in the third case. It's not resolved. The Rambam says we're not sure.
I mean, the Gemara doesn't seem to imply in the third case you can't. Isn't it that language, right?
No, it's a suffix. The Gemara has a suffix about the third case.
Right. But the words are not. It doesn't use, and that's what the Rambam is saying. It doesn't use the words Imtiyutzulamar Mona Beholeh. The Rambam says you can't even say that in the third case, meaning it has to be in one day for it to.
That's the suffix. Say it's a suffix. The Gemara is a suffix. How far you can push the limits of Mona Beholeh. So the Rambam understood, and maybe we do have to go back to this Gaonim, that the Gemara is comfortable saying Mona Beholeh in one day. But we're not sure. It's a suffix. We're not sure you can. We're not sure if you could say it in 2 days. So it says, never, it's a condition to be a suffix. And in the fourth case, what's the suffix? We know it's not Mon of Holech, because there's not 2 things. In the fourth case, that's not the suffix. It's not definitely that you have Mon of Holech. It's not even a suffix you have Mon of Holech. You definitely don't have Mon of Holech. The suffix is that maybe since you did everything b'vas achas, it's okay. You gave one pruta. So those 2 cases are the Rambam or Sveikos. The third case is a suffix because it's like an outlier of the first two. And the fourth case just has a completely different problem.
In the fourth case, there's 2 things happening. There's one, there's what's practically happening, is that he gave the whole pruta. And there's Das, this is Das and Mochiach. And what he's saying is Mochiach that he wants to split her into two. So what's
I'm not sure what his das is. I have no clue. I know, but you want. What does that mean? But what is that? You have any idea
why
what a person. I have no clue. That's my point. He obviously wants to marry all of her.
But
he said, Shnei Chatzeich.
Right.
So what's the chisar in that is what I want to get to in a minute. We haven't gotten to any. Right now, we've been totally. I think it's interesting, but we've still been in the surface. We'll dig beneath the surface in a moment. We haven't dug beneath the surface. But just even in terms of cheshbening the machlokas, whereas the Rush thinks it's obvious. Tell me, we need 2 minutes. Well, they want to come in?
Yeah.
Whereas the Rush thinks that it's obvious that the fourth case is better, the Ron points out that it's not obvious at all because you don't even have a suffix of Mona Beholech there. Okay. So what's the deeper issue here? So I want to mention 2 possibilities to understand, and then we'll call it a day. The first is from Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim. And the Kovet Shiurim explains the Machlokas as follows. It says, the Rambam, I guess you could say with the Ran versus the Rosh versus and the Ravid, they're arguing about what is basically the suffix, going all the way through. So we said, what was the suffix? The Gemara said, is it Mon Holech? So he says, it's simple. The Rambam understood that the suffix here is, are you making one kinyan or two? Are you making one kinyan or two? If it's one kinyan, Mona Beholech is a way of saying, are you making one kinyan or two? If it's Mona Beholech, we could say it's integrated and it's one kinyan. In one kinyan. I did it in 2 halves, I said it in 2 statements, but the benefit, the result, I guess you could say, the result of you of applying one of a holech would be, if we would say it, is that it's all one kinyan. Or, case by case, we say, no, you can't say one of a holech. And therefore it's 2 kinyanim. And each kinyan is lacking. If that's the case, so then the Gemara got to the fourth one and said, well, even though two, until now we said 2 is no good, But maybe if it's two bevas achas, it works. Maybe the lashon, here's what Rabbi Chanan says, Avi. He says shnei chetzeich bepruta. Why does he say shnei chetzeich? Because it's basically two kinyanim, but it's bepruta bevas achas. So you go one kinyan or two. One is good, two is bad. Two is bad, two is bad, two is bad. Then the fourth case, the breakthrough, the fourth case is, well, maybe even two could work if it's bevas achas. The Ravid, however, says, no, the Ravid, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not about whether there's one kinyan or two, but about whether it is bevas achas or zeachar zeh. It's not about how many kinyanim, it's about when is it happening. Is it happening all at once? Because then even two kinyanim would be good. Or is it happening in sequentially, in stages? In each stage of the Gemara, we weren't sure if it's bevasacha. So they understand that Mon Vaholech is a way of saying it's all one big thing. That's all one big bevasachas. Whereas the Rambam said it meant it's all one big kinyan. They said it's all one big bevasachas. Suffolk in the first case, Suffolk in the second case, Suffolk in the third case, and comes along the fourth case, and in essence it's still the same Suffolk. And this is the Rabbi Chanan's point, says the main machlokas is there something fundamentally new about the fourth case? According to the Rambam, in essence, the answer was yes. There's something fundamentally different about the fourth case. The fourth case was saying, even if it's two kinyanim, maybe vasachas, it could work. Okay? We know that what's unique in the quote Malyusa, that everyone agrees with the fourth case, the Gemara itself said, is it's all bevasachas. The Lashon Gemara is Vadei Bechad Zimna. So we know that's the new, the tzad of the fourth case. According to the Rambam, that's a new factor. It's a new factor. The three were one kinyan or two, one kinyan or two, one kinyan or two, one kinyan or two, and then the fourth case we have a whole new thing called Bechad Zimna, or what I'm calling Bevasachas. Whereas the Rosh and the Ravid understand, no, that's the factor in all four cases. We don't really care one kinyan or two. If it's vasachas, it works. If it's not vasachas, it doesn't work. And that fourth case, that's also the same thing that's happening. Even if it's two kinyanim, the Ravid understood, it would always work as long as it's vasachas. And yet still there's a suffix. In the fourth case, it's clear it's not two kinyanim. And yet, it's still a suffix. What does this gain for you? What this gains for you, I'm not sure how, this is as clear as I would have wanted it to be, so hopefully I can still rescue and make it clear for you. What does this gain? In essence, what Rav Chanan is trying to explain is, the argument can be boiled down to, is the fourth case better than the others? Right? Because that's basically what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, how could you think that one and two are vada and the other two are suffix? Once four is a suffix, isn't four so much better? And if even four is a suffix, then obviously everything else is a suffix. So in essence, we have to focus our attention on why would you think that the four is better? So it says Rabbi Chanan, because as they're going through the sugya, if you assume that it's all the same factor, vasachas or zech or zeh, vasachas or zeh, so then when you get to the fourth case, if that's your mindset, the fourth case is clearly better. It's the ultimate vasachas. And if even that's a teku, kol shekin everything else. So Rabbi Chanan, so that's the way the Ravid and the Ran read the Gemara, the Rosh read the Gemara. But the Rambam and Ravid, he says, read the Gemara differently. They understood that that was a new factor being introduced. The first three cases were one kinyan or two. In Tim Salomar, it's Mona Beholich, it's one kinyan. In Tim Salomar, Mona Beholich, it's one kinyan. And then in the third case, which is on two different days, we're not sure. So in the first two cases where we've decided that it's one kinyan, it works. Kedushin Vaday. Case two, it's one kinyan, Kedushin Vaday. Third, we're not sure if that's one kinyan or two kinyanim, Kedushin Misafik. And in the third case, where we have this new factor, Teiku, it's also Safik. So in that case, says Rabbi Chanan, what you gain from his insight is that whatever the maila is of the fourth case, it doesn't matter. We can't learn a kavachomer the way the Rosh wanted and the Ravid want to say, well, if that's a tzavik, even everything else. No, says the Rambam. There's no connection between the fourth case and the other ones. That's the insight of Rav Chanan, which is, I think, one interesting way of reading the Gemara. I wanted to just end by giving one other possibility that I wanted to suggest based on Reb Chaim. And this maybe, I think, is what I was alluding to before. When Avi, I said, you know, you try to dig a little deep. So let's what I think you were trying to get at is this issue, which is, what is the chisaron here? In the whole Chatz Isha, and this is the last point, which we just need a few more minutes, we'll tie together both halves of our shir, no pun intended, which is, the whole sugya is talking about a form of Chatz Isha. Really Chatz Isha, or a weird lashon, where you're trying to combine two halves. What's the chisaron? So here, the Birka Shmuel quotes something, which I don't know if it's anywhere else written, but he quotes that he heard from Reb Chaim the following suffix. This is in the same simon which I told you about from Birka Shmuel, which I didn't understand what he says in Sif Beis. This is what he says in the beginning of the piece in Sif Aleph. Simon Zayin, but in the first section. Zayin, sub, you know, Sif Katan Aleph. Right in the beginning of the sugya, right beginning. He says, Hine, Mori Virabi, the stopic. Beir din isha velochat isha. What is going on here, Madin? Im nemer the havi chisaron ba maisa hiskachus. Odema beir who the Torah amr the lecha chalos kiddush nachat isha. It's like a ubar. Rather, it has to be on one.
Huh? What is the shir?
2 minutes. One even. Give him, tell me. Tell him two. 2 minutes. I'm sorry. Tell him 2 minutes. I'm sorry. So he says, quickly, I'm sorry, says, what's the chisaron of Chatz Isha? Is it that's not a Maisa Kiddushin? Kiddushin is all or nothing. There's no Maisa Kiddushin when you do half? Or do you say, no, Mitzad the Ishi may have done a Maisa Kiddushin, but the result, the Chalos, there's no such thing as a status of Chatz Ishas. Was the chisaron in his Maisa, or is the result chisaron in the result? Says Reb Chaim, until you get to the fourth case, it's not clear. In the fourth case, he says, then he says Reb Chaim, then he thinks it's clear. Because in the fourth case, where from the moment you say it, you say Shnei Chatzieich, then there can't be a problem in the result because you're getting everything. It's from the moment you say it, you have the whole woman. So if it would have been the Chalos, then it would have been obvious that that case would have been good. From the fact that that case is even a suffix, that's a raya, he says, that Mistama, from the beginning, the problem has been in your Maisa. In your Maisa, if you do things incrementally, Chatzi this, Chatzi today, Chatzi tomorrow, even two Chatzis at the same time, that is for sure a problem in the Maisa Kedusha. That's what Reb Chaim's insight is. And he's really saying that about the first half of the Gemara. So you can plug that back into the first half, the Zayin of Aleph.
By the Chalos, you mean that you have it
the result.
Because he gave the whole Pruta.
And that's why he thinks that it's obviously not that problem in the fourth case.
You're saying you have
it, yes. Exactly, yes.
They only gave it on
no. But that's not a... So Reb Chaim assumes that's only a problem in the Maisa. That's what he assumes. So
because,
very...
Because it's all totally
I feel bad. So let's just quickly. So he says... So that's what he says. That's what he's saying about Zayin Amad Aleph. So I think you can apply that to Zayin Amad Beis with the following thing. According to the Rosh does not hold like Reb Chaim. In the sense that a Rosh holds, no, that's not a proof of anything. Perhaps maybe because of even Ravi, you could quibble on that. It's still an open question. The Rosh holds that's goof of the suffix. Is the chisaron in the Maisa, then it's no good, or is the chisaron in the Chalos, and then in the fourth case it would have been good. That's goof of the suffix in the fourth case. If it's the Maisa, then not only is it no good in the fourth case, Kol Shekein is no good in all the other cases. If it would have been good in the, if it's only the Chalos, then maybe the fourth case would have worked. And since we still say we're not sure about that, we're not sure, we can't be sure about anything, they're all one big Kedushin Misafek. But I want to suggest that the Rambam here is, I don't just mean this to be a cliche or poetic, the Rambam is like Reb Chaim. And the Rambam is saying, no, you see from the fourth case that the problem was always in the Maisa. And that's why, even in the fourth case, it is a Safek. Because if it had been a problem with the Chalos, the fourth case would have been for sure good. The fact that you see that it's always a suffix about whether it's a good Maisa or not, and maybe he blew it in his Maisa, that's the suffix. If the suffix is to be viewed as one Maisa or two Maisa. But ironically, in those if that's the way it goes, then the first two cases are actually better. Why? Because in the first two cases we can do mona v'holech and we integrate the maisa. Here we don't have a mona v'holech, we can't integrate the maisa. If the suffix is whether this is one maisa or two, so then mona v'holech can answer that. If the suffix was about the chalos, then the fourth would have for sure been good, but it wouldn't have helped us for the first two. Mona v'holech doesn't help with the result. It helps with the fact that from his perspective it's one integrated maisa. So that's why I thought maybe that's a second way of understanding the machlokas. So we could talk about this a little bit afterwards, but I want to leave so they can come in, and if you're not sure we could talk about this